Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy, because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. And each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life, and it's madness in this time of March, and Balance of Nature is having some fun and going mad with their discounts. So for today only, use my discount code
KMC1
and get 30% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, you can only get this discount today. It will not be available tomorrow. You need to use my code
KMC1
for the discount. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code
KMC1.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
This is Bernie Carrick standing in for Kevin McCullough this evening on Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
This is Bernie Carrick here for Kevin McCullough Radio. We're going to be talking to Peter King about politics and the socialist movement, and Alan Dershowitz on the Mueller front. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This is Bernie Carrick standing in this evening for Kevin McCullough Radio. And with me is somebody that I respect. I've had an enormous amount of admiration for a long time. somebody I consider a legal scholar in every sense of the word, Alan Dershowitz. Alan, thanks for coming on this evening.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate your kind words.
Thank you. Listen, there's a bunch I want to talk to you about. You know, this new revelation in the Michael Cohen saga, where the FBI was investigating him for almost a year prior to the raids on his home, his office, his hotel. You make anything new out of this? Is there anything new you can think of?
Yes, I can. I think it really raises very serious questions about why the prosecutors and the FBI had to raid his home and seize all this material, some of which was obviously covered by lawyer-client privilege. Since they were investigating him for such a long period of time, they could simply have issued subpoenas, asked him to produce the material. They didn't need to conduct that kind of a raid. I see this happening more and more. It happened, of course, not only with him, but with others as well, where the
Roger
police
Stone.
Come and raid. Yeah, and also the actress, Felicity Huffman. You have to have guns drawn. You're an experienced law enforcement official. You know when you have to draw a gun. You don't draw a gun on Felicity Huffman. And you don't necessarily have to do one of these raids on the home of Michael Cohen, especially since you're investigating. You already have all those emails. If he ever dared to destroy a document, you'd probably have the evidence in your files that could prove that he had possession of the documents. These are just shows of power designed to intimidate people. And, you know, people like me who are liberals have been complaining about this for a long time. Now I think a bunch of conservatives are coming along and saying, you know, maybe you have a point. Maybe now that...
Yeah, I'm one of them, Alan. Honestly, I'm one of them.
And I think it's important that both liberals and conservatives get together and demand that basic core civil liberties be respected for all of us. Look, we're never going to persuade the radicals on the hard right or the extreme extremists on the hard left. But the vast majority of Americans are centrists who love their liberty, who believe in the Constitution, and who want to see things done in an orderly way. I mean, this also proves that when you have a special counsel, you target people. Special counsel are different than ordinary prosecutors. Ordinary prosecutors go about their work. When they come across crimes, they investigate them, and they're very good about it. Most of them are career officials, the way you were, for such a long period of time. But when you have a special counsel, and the special counsel has a mandate, he has to come up with something.
Right.
And no matter what he has to do it, he'll do it. And that means going after people who have become collateral damage, people who may have committed crimes, but they never would have been in the sights of the prosecutor. But they're being squeezed, as Judge Ellis said. People like Manafort aren't being investigated because the prosecutor is interested in Manafort. They're interested in what Manafort can tell them about Trump, or what Cohen can tell them about Trump, or
That's
what
right.
anybody else can tell them. And it becomes a targeted prosecution, which I think raises some serious questions. It was Lavrenti Beria who told Stalin back in the day, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. If you're determined enough, you know, to find the crime, you're going to find it.
You know, Alan, one of the things that I think you and I are in total agreement on is the fact that the American government now appears to be consistently and increasingly weaponizing the criminal justice system for selective
exactly.
political purposes. And my concern is it's swaying over into the Congress so bad that these guys on a daily basis now, you know, this thing with the Nadler letters 2 weeks ago, 81 mm-hmm. people he sent letters to, friends, family, supporters yep. of the president. This is going to cost them millions and millions of dollars in lawyers' fees. When does it stop? When do you stop
this?
Well,
it stops when somebody goes to court and puts a stop to it. You're not old enough to remember McCarthyism. I grew up during McCarthyism. I hated communism. But I hated McCarthyism, too. And the idea that Congress abuses its authority just to go after people, that's what they did with the House Un-American Activities Committees, and that's what they're doing now. They're not trying to learn things to legislate. They're trying to say, look, we're not going to impeach him. We're going to try to destroy him by 1,000 cuts. We're going to call everybody he knows, make them spend money. The only people who benefit from this are lawyers. They're making a fortune.
That's right.
Because everybody has to hire a lawyer.
That's right.
And, lawyers don't come cheap. I know. I'm one of them.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. I've been on that front. And when you get get a legal bill for $465,000 for 1 month for 30 days, at that point to say I quit and I give up.
That's even more than I charge. So that doesn't sound justified at all. I do half my cases pro bono, so I make up for it because. If you can't afford me, I represent you for free. Although I'm basically trying my best to retire, but nobody wants to let me do that. So.
No, you can't retire. There's too much knowledge, too much insight there. Listen, one other thing I just want to run by you. We've seen the director of the FBI, leak confidential or executive privilege information to the New York Times, the deputy director of the FBI 4 times, false statements. Anybody else, any cop, any FBI agent would be charged with a crime.
Yep.
What does the FBI have to do? What does justice have to do now to regain the faith and regain the belief of the American people, given what's happened in the U.S. justice system and the FBI?
Well, I would like to see a nonpartisan expert commission appointed of former heads of the FBI, former leaders, looking into this problem and seeing how we can depoliticize the FBI. Look, the FBI is one of the most important institutions in America. I grew up, it was the greatest treat when we went to the FBI building and they would show us the way they solved this crime or that crime. We have to restore the faith of the American people in the FBI. Comey did a terrible job in creating doubts about his nonpartisanship, writing his book so quickly after he left office in such a partisan way, and then saying what he said about Hillary Clinton in the eve of the election, and now some of these things that are just coming up. We have to restore the integrity of the FBI. Look, I go back to the day when people like Louis Freeh were the directors. Nobody could find a more honorable man than Louis Freeh.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. We've had some incredible directors over the years. And I don't know enough about the current director to make any comments, but we just have to restore the FBI's place in the paragon of, America. If your intelligence agency, look at what's going on in some countries in the world today, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and so many of the places where we're seeing intelligence agencies be the bad guys, not the good guys. And I never want to see that happen in America. I would love to see the FBI's status restored as an objective, partisan, truth-seeking organization that you can count on to make sure that nobody is subjected to false accusations.
Alan, let me ask you this. We got a minute to go. Attorney General Barr, what should be his next move with regard to the Mueller report?
I urged him to take the Mueller report when it comes out and immediately send a copy confidentially to the Trump defense team, ask them in 10 days to produce a rebuttal or a response, and issue both reports simultaneously so that the American public can see both of them, because the Mueller reports can be one-sided, prosecutorial, and of course the Trump report would be one-sided, it would be defense-oriented.
Right.
And the adversary system requires that we be both sides. And I think that would be the best way. I don't think he's going to do that. I think he's going to review it confidential material, make sure there's no classified material in it, and then he'll probably release it. I'm going to write an introduction, say an objective introduction, saying what I think are strong and weak points.
Well, Alan, thanks for coming on. Thanks for your insight. Keep up the great work, and God bless. Thank you.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah.
Oh, it is you.
The Lord God Jehovah has spoken to me.
He said all creation has rejected him. Mankind refuses to turn from his wicked ways.
I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
Noah, you must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages.
You must bring two of every animal, bird, and reptile.
In this original stage production, filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For a location near you, visit noahevent.com.
You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
This is Bernie Kerik standing in for Kevin McCullough on Kevin McCullough Radio. And my next guest is not only an icon in the political world, but he's a personal friend, somebody I respect and admire, somebody I've known for more than 20 years. Peter King, New York congressman, former chairman of the Homeland Security Committee. You know what? I'm not going to get into all his committees. We'll be here all day. I'll take up my full 8 minutes. Pete, how are you?
Bernie, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in here from for Kevin McCullough, and I didn't think there was anybody better to talk to than you on a few things that's bugging me, and I thought I could get some answers on.
Sure, I'll
you
try.
Know, we have these new members of the House that's come in this last round. You know. Omar is one of them, but the New York, Wonder Girl, so they called her, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What do you think of her as a person? Do you know her? Have you met her?
I've only met her, really, to talk to her once. It was only for a few seconds, but let me just say, starting out, the Democrats elected, I think, 62 new members. Without going into detail, some of them are really sharp, and including some of the women and the men. I mean, these are sharp people. Nobody hears about them. What you're hearing about are two women, one from Michigan, one from Minnesota, who make very vile statements. And then you have AOC from New York, who wants a socialist America, is very critical of Israel. And these really, politically, it's good for Republicans to have those people be the face of the Democratic Party, but it's bad for the country.
What is somebody like Senator Schumer from the House, Pelosi? How do they allow this to go on? How are they not, basically putting her in a place and saying, "Look, you got to calm down because you sound crazy at times. Some of the stuff she says, you know, the Green New Deal, you know, she wants to get rid of the airline industry. She wants to get rid of cows, which would really annoy you and I because Peter right. Lugers wouldn't exist.
Right.
So, you know, how come somebody doesn't do something about it?
I think they're trying, and here's the spot. Listen, I mean, Nancy Pelosi and I would disagree on 90% of the issues, but basically she has her head on straight. I mean, she wants some kind of reasonable policy. You know, you and I would disagree with those policies, but they were in, you know, somewhere in the mainstream. What's coming on here, she realizes for political sake, nothing else, that this is hurting the Democrats. But what control do they really have over them? Because I don't know if they plan on making a career in Congress. They are... probably want to make as much of a name for themselves as possible. They feel they're strong in their district. AOC, she beat Joe Crowley. She has this phenomenal type media coverage, and she figures that that can help her. Again, I'm just assuming this, and she figures that that could do more for her positively than anything Nancy Pelosi could do negatively. So I think both Speaker Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they would like these people to keep it low-key, but they don't want to take them on. I mean, for instance, with the Amazon deal, I mean, why didn't Andrew Cuomo come out more in favor of Amazon at the time and right. criticize, you know, the critics like Ocasio-Cortez? Why didn't Bill de Blasio do more? They seem to be afraid to take on the base of their party. Right. Because they, and that's part of the problem.
And that
it's,
is that
it's in
it
the world
appears
out there.
To be the new base. No, that's what they want their base to be. You know, I was watching a thing on the internet this morning. Somebody was interviewing a number of people at one of these real leftist conferences. They were saying, "What's the difference between a socialist and a democratic socialist?" And nobody could answer the question. But these people, AOC and others, are pushing for this very aggressive socialist agenda. You know, I said yesterday that they should pack them all on a plane, send them down to Venezuela for about 30 days, and then bring them back. And let's talk to them then and see what they think. So how do you educate the American people on what they're really trying to do? Because I think that's a problem. You have a bunch of people out there that's supporting her, that's following her, and they don't have a clue what reality is. How do you educate them?
It's important for us to get our case out there and do it in an intelligent way, not to overreact, but just to go step by step. They give us enough reasons to attack and to criticize. We don't have to exaggerate the case here. I mean, they really are, I think, way outside the American mainstream. You know, they're talking about socialism. I mean, when, you know, the U.S. went through the heights of the Depression and we didn't turn to socialism. And you look around the world, all the other economies, no economy is like ours. Nobody, and no economy has done more to lift people up. You know, they talk about how the economy is unequal. I don't care how much money somebody else makes, but when I see people from the lower incomes moving into middle income, people in middle income moving into upper income, that's what I want, is upward mobility. And people have that. And let's not become a nation of begrudges where we complain about how much money the other person is making, when the fact is anyone in this, almost anyone, and I'm sure there's some hardship cases, but for the most part, most people who really do want to work and get ahead can find a way to do it. They may have to work when they were in college. They may have to have two jobs. You know, the father may have to have two or three jobs. The mother may have to be working. But the fact is, when families want to do it, they can. And they may not become multimillionaires, but they can become successful, more successful than they'd be in any other country in the world.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Listen, we got about a minute to go. How does this help the Trump campaign for 2020?
It has to help the campaign. People will realize what the alternative is, and they realize what is the nature of the people who have been attacking Donald Trump so badly over the last 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and realize what he's up against. And then it becomes a stark choice. Do you want an economy which is growing by the minute, a world situation where ISIS is being crushed, or do you want to go back to the Obama days when the economy was stagnant and ISIS was building a caliphate through the Middle East?
Yeah, I hope people are listening. I hope people really pay attention. I hope, you know, this younger generation, I think their parents should grab them, pull them aside, and teach them what reality is. We'll see what happens in the future. Anyway, Pete King, congressman from New York, a friend, Thanks, Pete, for being here, and thanks for doing what you do. You're a tremendous supporter for the military, cops. I couldn't say enough about you. Thanks. Stay tuned.
You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. And each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life, and it's madness in this time of March, and Balance of Nature is having some fun and going mad with their discounts. So for today only, use my discount code
KMC1
and get 30% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, you can only get this discount today. It will not be available tomorrow. You need to use my code
KMC1
for the discount. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code
KMC1.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This is Bernie Kerik standing in for Kevin McCullough. And, a few minutes ago, I talked to Alan Dershowitz, and we talked about how the government is weaponizing our criminal justice system and to use it as a political tool. And I found an article in The Federalist by D.C. McAllister, and I found it strange that this article was about the House Democrats' anti-hate resolution. And one of the things that D.C. talks about is how they've refashioned hate into a political tool to silence opposition. And it's the same thing. The Democrats are using, using something as a tool to attack their opponents. In the criminal justice system, they're doing it, and in this resolution, they're doing it. I got DC McAllister on the line. DC, thanks for being here. Tell me your thoughts on this. Tell the listeners your thoughts on this.
Well, it's very concerning when I heard the anti-hate resolution and read it, because just about every category of people was included in that except for white Christians. And it just so happens that that's the targeted audience by the left, by Democrats, to label. And the reason why this has been going on for decades politically, labeling sexist, homophobic, especially racist. And once you get that label, it's hard to prove yourself not a racist. And so you become labeled, and that delegitimizes you, it silences you, and it stigmatizes you, and basically negates your voice in the public square. And I've been concerned for years seeing the intensity of this ratcheting up, that if this is ever codified in law in some way, we're in trouble. Because exactly. when we've redefined racism and sexism and all these things to be something it is not, that it's something that's just an offense to a particular group and the accusations fly, then who's going to, you know, that's very dangerous to have the power of the law behind that kind of political labeling that's going on.
Isn't that what they've done to the president, basically, with all this, you know, he's a racist, he's a bigot, he's a racist. I mean, I hear it constantly. Isn't that what they're doing?
Oh, definitely. And it goes back to the 60s when William Buckley debated, I can't remember his name right now, someone on the left, and they said, you know, you're called him a Nazi, racist. And he's like, this needs to stop, because that term, you're redefining it and using it as a weapon so that the true meaning of it's even lost. And that it's been going on for years. And we saw it with Mitt Romney. He was accused of being a sexist because of his Binders of Women. And if you oppose the Democratic Party, you at some point are going to be called a racist or a sexist or homophobic.
You know, it's incredible. As I listen to this, and it's all the same over and over and over. In this resolution that they did, why didn't they just make hate for everyone? You know, across the board. I think that's what the Republicans were pushing for. No.
Well, they started out with just a general hate and bigotry and didn't name anything. But the problem with that is that the definitions and the language is so vague. I mean, what do you mean by hate? What do you mean by bigotry? And so they wanted to bring it even more detailed by naming the groups. So they listed all these groups. But that made it, to me, even worse, because then you still have vague language about what hate and bigotry are, and you don't have all the groups included. Because you can't really, include every single individual and group. So it's a problematic document. It's a non-binding resolution, so of course it's not going to become law, but it can become the basis of an argument for legislation in the future.
But that's what they're trying for. That's what they wanted to do, right? Isn't that what they want to do?
Well, that's not what they want to do with this resolution. This is just a resolution because they didn't want to deal with the own racism in their own party and bigotry in their own party with Ilhan Omar. But I suspect the people on the left, and this isn't conspiracy theory, it goes along with the history of this kind of cultural Marxism, to label groups and call them out and have the power and force of government behind you to silence them. It's happened. It happened with Lenin. It happened with Stalin. This is very scary stuff, and people need to wake up. And it's not just a joke when you're labeled these things.
What do you think what do you think the Republicans need to do to combat it?
Well, the Republicans and GOP need to wake up and fight back the labeling politically and culturally. That just needs to happen. They need to fight back and do not allow these kind of resolutions or this kind of thing to go on like it's been happening. Make a stand. Call them out. And definitely don't pile on and use the same rhetoric of the left to call people racist who aren't racist.
Yeah. No. Well, that I agree. I agree, because sometimes both parties do it. Listen, I want to thank you for coming on. I urge people out there, check out this article in The Federalist by D.C. McAllister. It's a must read. D.C., thank you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. And each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life, and it's madness in this time of March, and Balance of Nature is having some fun and going mad with their discounts. So for today only, use my discount code
KMC1
and get 30% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, you can only get this discount today. It will not be available tomorrow. You need to use my code
KMC1
for the discount. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code
KMC1.
Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code
KMC.
Or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code
KMC.
But that number again, 1-800-506-2641. Promo code
KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission. Everywhere I go.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zeldin of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Seems to be if they're conservative, if they're Republicans, if they're in a certain group, there's discrimination and big discrimination. I see it absolutely on Twitter and Facebook.
This is Bernie Kerik standing in for Kevin McCullough on Kevin McCullough Radio. And with me is a friend of the show, a friend of Kevin's, Ari Zeldin, the CEO of Quantum Network. Ari, good evening. How are you?
Doing good, Bernie. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I'm glad I have the opportunity to talk to you because something happened to me today. You know, I've been watching and listening to this shadow banning and all this stuff going on Twitter, and you know, I saw this lawsuit filed by Devin Nunes, $250 million lawsuit, and he's talking about how the They shadow banned conservatives. So this morning, I'm coming into Joe Piscopo's radio show, and I send out a Twitter message asking Jack Dorsey why Joe Piscopo's not verified on Twitter. And I went back to find the tweet as I got here, and I couldn't find it. And I realized that they put it in another category, the tweets and replies, so it's basically diminished online. That's the first time it's ever happened to me, but it was immediate. And then as that happened, and Joe and I started talking about it, I just thought it's time for somebody to do something about this attack on conservatives, on conservative thoughts, you know, by the big giants, Facebook, Google, Twitter. And I don't think there's anybody to talk to better than you about what should be happening and why they're doing this. How did they get away with it?
Thank you. Bernie, I don't, just to push back, and I've been following the stories a bit also, I really don't believe that there's this tech conspiracy against the conservatives. I don't believe it. I mean, these tech giants, really, they're interested in servicing their clients. They're interested in making money for themselves, for their shareholders. I really don't think there's a overall, obviously there's going to be, Bernie, there are bad apples within the organizations, but I definitely don't think for the most part, that there's an overwhelming conspiracy to be able to attack the conservatives. And keep in mind, Bernie, also that many of the employees within the tech community is left-leaning also, you know. Right. But I would still say overall, I have a hard time believing that there's this major, major conspiracy.
But, Ari, how do you have this? How do you have, like, you know, some of these radical, completely radical left people on Twitter that basically can say anything they want, and a conservative makes a comment, they cancel his account, they suspend his account, they completely banish his account. You know, where's the fairness in the system? Where is it?
Right. So the question is that a one-off situation, or is that something that's becoming mainstream? And I think that there should be some sort of oversight. I don't believe in government getting involved in our business, especially within the tech community, within the social media community. But I think in terms of creating an even playing field, I do agree with you. There should be some sort of oversight, some sort of public guidelines as well that the company should adhere to, which I think is important.
Yeah, the one I was talking about was Farrakhan. Farrakhan gets out there and goes crazy. I mean, goes crazy, and nothing happens. And then you see other people, just a comment. I have a friend of mine, Barry Morgenstein. He's a big photographer in New York City. Made some comments on Twitter, and bang. Permanently, banned from Twitter, which just makes me insane.
Yeah, no, Barry's a friend of mine as well, and I was shocked. I was shocked too. And his stuff isn't, you know, he's sharing. He's a good guy. I know him. We know him. He was sharing his opinions, and I was shocked that it was put in, Bernie, quote unquote, what they call Facebook jail for 30, 60, 90 days. And then ultimately, you know, sometimes just, you know, kept this jail of eternity, which is wrong, which makes zero sense to me. And I think this is where government or some sort of uniform standard organization, again, it doesn't have to be the government. It could be a third-party audit service that maybe oversees some kind of quasi-regulation, just to make sure, exactly what you said, Bernie, that we're on an even playing field and everybody is treated right, left, center, entirely equal. So I do agree with that.
Yeah, listen, while I have you on the phone, you know, we got 2 minutes to go. Let me ask you this. What do you think of the collection of data? You know, I see people with these things in their house, you know, talking to these computers. The computer collects all this data. How much of that, how much should we really be worried about when it comes to that?
Well, Bernie, if you, it's amazing, and I don't even think most household most house owners know this, but the average household has 14 connected devices, 14 between the, it's mind-blowing, between the iPads and the iPhones and the smart TVs and the Wi-Fis and the phones, and an average of 14. So, and all those 14, 15, obviously, as things continue to grow, they're all going to turn into listening devices. That on the back, obviously, is the question of big data. And then it comes, well, where does that data go? Problem is, most people don't know that the Amazons and the Googles of the world hold on to that data. So I think that there needs to be an element, and it really comes down to the individual level, Bernie, that people need to be informed and need to be educated that, hey, your data is being collected. Where is it being held? Is it secured? And I think that, unfortunately, has to come down to educating ourselves on our virtual identity, because that's who we are now. That's who we are now.
Well, listen, I think everybody out there has got it. That's something that really has to be focused on, and people have to pay attention to. You know, I'm constantly talking to my children, my two young daughters, one 19, one 16. You know, cover your little, cover your camera on your equipment. Really, I'm worried about that data. I'm worried about somebody sucking it out of the air. Anyway, Ari, thanks for coming on. For the people out there, follow Ari Zolden. He's somebody that should be paid attention to when it comes to tech services. Thanks, Ari.
Thank you, Bernie.
This is Bernie Kerik standing in for Kevin McCullough. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. And each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life, and it's madness in this time of March, and Balance of Nature is having some fun and going mad with their discounts. So for today only, use my discount code
KMC1
and get 30% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, you can only get this discount today. It will not be available tomorrow. You need to use my code
KMC1
for the discount. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code
KMC1.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah.
Oh, it is you.
The Lord God Jehovah has spoken to me.
He said all creation has rejected him. Mankind refuses to turn from his wicked ways.
I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
Noah, you must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best known voyages.
You must bring two of every animal, bird, and reptile.
In this original stage production, filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For a location near you, visit noahevent.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's Bernie Kerik wrapping up for Kevin McCullough Radio for the second day now. And it's something, I just want to touch on something close to my heart. And it should be close to the heart of every New Yorker. And that is a pay raise for the men and women in the New York City Police Department. You know, there was a press conference today at City Hall with City Councilman Chaim Deutsch and Pat Lynch and a number of other city council members. I think 34 members of the council signed a letter to the mayor or some kind of resolution calling for a raise for the cops. Why didn't all 51 members of the city council sign that petition or whatever it was? Here's what I think the New Yorkers have to focus on and have to remember when they think of New York City cops. They start at 42,000 after 5 years. They make 85. They make 20,000 less a year than the state police, 30,000 less a year than the Port Authority police, 50,000 less a year than Suffolk County. And you know what? They work in the largest, safest city in America. That is the number one terror target in America. And they've taken this city from a time when it was one of the most crime-infested, dirtiest, filthiest cities back prior to 1994 and put it in a position today where it is, they've had a renaissance, basically. And, you know, economic development, real estate values, tourism, there's one group of people responsible for all of that, and it's the men and women in the New York City Police Department, because nobody would come to work, visit, live, and go to school in a place where they did not feel safe. Call the mayor. Tell him, get these cops a raise. Give them the money they deserve for putting their lives on the line daily for New Yorkers. Thank you. This is Bernie Kerik on Kevin McCullough Radio. And I want to thank Kevin for the opportunity to be here. Thank you. Have a good night.